This is the Coen Brothers Movie Club number 5 episode, the Hudsucker Proxy review. And it's weird for a couple different reasons. One, it's taken from not a great recording that Bill and I did using Google Voice. And also, Bill had not watched it because he doesn't want to be a completist, or he wants to leave something for him to listen to later on or something like that. And then, pardon me, finally, it's weird because I've tried to post this episode like 5 times and something keeps going wrong with it. So, let's try again. And I'm sorry for the feed going crazy, but here it is, and hopefully it works. Enjoy.
This call is now being recorded.
Whenever you type my name like that, VYL, I of course think of my Ecuadorian friends and how the guys that were my host brothers when I lived in Ecuador, all three of them were very, very outgoing people. They were very, very warm, and they greeted you very warmly, and they always, were happy to hear from you. But they answered the phone, particularly one of them, particularly the most boisterous guy of all of them, they always answered the phone in the most minimal way. They'd pick up and they'd go, they'd pick up and they'd go, hello. I'd be like, hey, it's Bill. And they're like, oh, Bill, what's going on? How you doing, man? Thanks for calling. But they would always answer the phone with this very, very subdued,
hello.
Just like opposite to the way they conducted the rest of the phone conversation, you know?
For some reason,
you put me in mind of that.
I wonder where the root of that comes from.
I don't know. I never quite figured that out.
All right, here's our Hudsucker Proxy episode. Here we go.
Oh. All right. You watched the Hudsucker Proxy?
Yeah, I watched it a while ago.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
It was pretty good. It's not my favorite.
Okay.
But it was better than I thought it was going to be. It had some good kind of like slapsticky kind of moments. It felt like they got all those people together and had to make a Warner Brothers, like an homage to a Warner Brothers cartoon about movies from the 1920s. It was like I think, is it Holly Hunter that's in that?
So is it set in the 20s? For some reason, I always thought it was set in the 50s.
It might be in the 50s, but it just feels like one of those old-timey movies. Like, they were definitely going for Spencer Tracy type things. What is that beep?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, it's my washing machine.
Oh, yeah, mine's kind of chimey like that, too.
Yeah, yours has a song, mine's got a song.
Yeah.
That song.
It's not really set in any time period that I can remember.
I see.
Yeah, it's definitely like some sort of like weird fairy tale kind of timelessness thing about it.
It's not naturalistic.
No, not naturalistic.
Gotcha.
And yeah, Tim Robbins plays this like it's so much like a movie from way back then. It's like he starts out in the mailroom of this company and he's kind of just like a friendly bumpkin from wherever, you know. And it's a ridiculous like the guy like he gets a job in the mailroom and the guy's talking to him really fast. Okay. Here's John Smith's mail. Here's Smith John's mail. You better not mess it up. If you mess anything up, you're going to get fired. You hear me, boy? Grab this. Grab that. Grab this. Blah, 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 blah. And he's sort of like wide-eyed and being like, gosh, I hope I do well, you know, sort of thing. And then they, I forget what the exact plot was, but it's like they want to, one of the first things that happens is the Hudsucker, the main guy, kills himself. He throws himself out of the building, out of the top floor of the building. And, it's been too long. I can't remember what the exact plot of it was, but for some reason they needed to make him, Tim Robbins. They found like the dumbest guy that they could and made him the president because they wanted the stock to plummet so that then the shareholders or whatever could buy it all. Or this one guy could buy it all from all the chair member guys, and then he would have control of the stock.
I see. Yeah.
So they wanted this dumb guy to make the stock fall, and then he comes up with the hula hoop and then the stock he's actually making all these good decisions and stuff.
I see.
Yeah, I can't really remember. This is a really bad review. I can't really remember the rest of it.
Well, that's fitting. You know, it allows me to maintain my ignorance about that particular Coen Brothers movie. I mean, if you had had a detailed review,
yeah,
it's like I would have seen it myself. But now,
right,
I can still very, very confidently say, not only have I not seen the movie, I don't even know that much about it.
it's good. Like, it's a good movie, and there's some genuinely, like, laugh-out-loud parts in it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it looks pretty and stuff. You know, it's a Coen Brothers movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, probably as goofy as Raising Arizona is.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's that level of humor.
Yeah. I didn't know that I was going to like it that much. And then when I sort of saw what it was, I was like, oh, this is pretty good. Kind of like this.
I see.
So, yeah, going in, you know, we always do the going in, what did you think?
Right, the rating.
It didn't dethrone anything. I don't know where I'd place it. I'd say it's above Raising Arizona because I'm just not it's like the babies in Raising Arizona.
You're not into Raising Arizona.
I like it more than I used to, but still the fucking babies in that. Like,
what?
I don't need that in my life.
Fuck babies.
No, don't do that.
No, that's true. Don't do that.
Mm.
Mm-mm. Very bad. Very bad.
Yeah. So I think I don't remember what I said my top five were. Definitely Big Lebowski. What's number two? Man, I can't remember anything. Worst podcast.
Village ever. Crossing, Barton Fink. I think Barton Fink was pretty high for you. Yeah, this terrible podcast.
I'd rather make them like Barton, this.
I feel like Barton Fink was high for you.
Yeah. But then I think it got jostled around because,
okay.
I don't know. Oh, Brother War, that was up there pretty high. No Country for Old Men. Miller's Crossing is the one that got sort of bumped around. Like, I really liked it, and then the last time I saw it was just too back and forth. I don't know.
By the way,
yeah.
John Polito, rest in peace.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
That was
sucked.
That bummed me out. He was a great, great character actor. He was like the quintessential character actor. I mean,
yeah.
Always showed up and really gave it his 110%. I know that's a cliche, but I got to think of something better to say than just that cliche. He was what I like to call a movie improver.
He was a movie what?
Improver. He could be in an otherwise mediocre movie, but you know that when he was on screen, he was going to be extremely interesting.
Yeah.
And would sort of grab your attention.
I wouldn't really call him a character actor because
yeah, that's sort of true. He was maybe a little too distinctive for that.
Yeah, he did his bit, and he could do his bit like as the mob boss or as the like down on his luck cab driver guy or not cab driver, the cop. Yeah, but he was still himself. It's not like he did different voices or changed his appearance or anything.
That's true. Except for in Barton Fink, he's very different. In Barton Fink, he's the sort of hectored, quiet assistant to the big movie studio boss.
Oh, that's true.
But that's definitely an exception because in all of his other roles, you're right. The character that he plays has a very similar energy and a very similar personality.
I guess what I meant when I said he could like turn it up or down is that like I feel like he was still the same guy, just either really up or really down or somewhere in between. I'm thinking like Jack Nicholson played the Joker and then he played. What is the name of that movie about Schmidt?
What's that movie he played?
Schmidt.
Oh yeah.
What's that movie he played in again?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and then played in. That's the expression that old people use.
I think I just said that. I guess I'm an old person. But yeah, well, like you know, Schmidt was definitely nowhere near. Like he was no level of the Joker, and this is like a completely different guy. And I feel like John Polito plays John Polito, sad, happy, energetic, mad, but it's still John Polito doing all of
that. Yeah, I would agree with that.
I don't agree with that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to say, listen, we're agreeing here. Like, he was a good fucking actor.
Yes, he was.
I just don't know that I'd call him a character actor, that's all.
Yeah, I think a character actor often is not so broad. A character actor is usually not quite so broad, yeah, in his performance. A character actor is usually, like, I would say that generally, most character actors are not someone you can easily do an impression of.
Yeah.
Whereas, you can do a John Polito voice.
Right. A hot dog with mustard.
Yeah. I offered to help you, and you're giving me the high hat. He was very good. He was very good on the TV show Homicide, which was the first. Hold on, I have to spray my dog in the face. Hush!
Oh, poor Waldo.
He was very good on the TV show Homicide, which was David Simon's show about the Baltimore police before he did The Wire. He was very good in season one, and he was written out of the show. Just like they had that character commit suicide, and I don't know if it was because of money, like they couldn't afford him, but anyway, he was written out of the show, and he was apparently really really bummed about it, and sort of never got over it. Because he really enjoyed being on that show, and for good reason, because Homicide is an extremely well-written show, and his character was very, very good. And he was always disappointed for the rest of his career that he didn't get to be in but one season of that. I was disappointed, too. I liked Detective Crosetti.
Yeah, I want to try and find that on streaming somewhere.
Yeah,
that Homicide show
available on streaming. Yeah. I've never seen it on Netflix or Amazon Prime or whatever, unfortunately.
I got Hulu on my TV now, so I've been watching some stuff on that.
Yeah, might be on there. Yeah, the show that Billy Crystal did is on Hulu, because he said this morning on his appearance on WTF with Mark Maron, he was talking about this show he had done on FX about comedians. That got canceled after not even one season.
Oh, yeah. I need to go look for that. I didn't listen to the whole interview yet. I listened to part of it. Oh wait, hey, we gotta rewind like a couple, a little bit.
Okay.
Because I gotta rate Hudsucker Proxy.
Oh yeah, you've gotta give it a rating.
Can we remember what our rating is? The Dude's Rug is 5 stars or whatever.
Right.
Can of Dapper Dan is just one below that, right?
Yes. Immaculate is one of them. What else is there?
Walter's Undies is the lowest one.
The ice scraper from Fargo.
Was Ice Scraper two or was?
I think Walter's two. Undies is 1 star. Ice Scraper's 2 stars.
Yeah.
The Metaculous is 3 stars.
Okay.
And then Dapper Dan is 4, and the Dude's Rug is 5. The position
yeah.
I'm not certain of is positions 2 and 3. I don't remember if Mentaculous is 2 or 3, but
right.
Be that as it may. No.
I think I'd give it whatever 3 is. I think I'd give it
okay.
Mentaculous level.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Did you like it better? Did you like Hail Caesar more or less than...
I liked parts... I need to watch it again. I liked parts of Hail Caesar a lot.
Right.
Hey, should we do our Hail Caesar review at the same time?
Well, I think we already did.
Did we?
I think we did a Hail
Caesar
review.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Review.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we did Hail Caesar.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
God damn it. I don't think our podcast works anymore. Like,
yeah,
I think
there's been some technical difficulties.
Yeah, well, because the Google, we were hosting it on Google Drive, but they took that ability away to do what we were doing, that backdoor system. They just took it away.
Yeah. Right.
So we might put this out. What we could do is put these out on YouTube. And just put like a static image on there, and
right.
then people could like listen to them
on YouTube. Yeah, that might be the easiest solution for now. Man, the number of services that Google has canceled far outnumbers the number of services that Google offers.
Is that true? You think that's true?
I think so. There have been so many things that Google has like introduced that have just kind of never amounted to anything. Remember Google Wave? Google Wave is going to be the next big thing, and then it just kind of crashed on the rocky shoals of indifference, and that was it for Google
that
Wave.
That was so weird. Yeah, but I mean, they're trying shit, and that's cool.
Yeah.
That's like, today, everybody's, like, bemoaning. Like, I get it. Everybody's, like, posting pictures of the new Apple ear pods that they're like, oh, you can't use... You know, the new iPhone's not going to have a headphone jack anymore.
Right.
And everybody's kind of like up in arms about that. And I mean, I get it, but your old iPhone works. Like, I don't know. I mean, I get it on the one hand, but then on the other hand, part of me feels like this is people getting mad at technology. These technologies are changing.
Yeah.
They're getting rid of this thing. Like, yep, they're going to get rid of it. And somebody's probably going to come up with an adapter where you can plug your headphone in and still use it. That's probably going to happen. So you got to buy an adapter now.
I see, this is one of those things where I see both sides.
Mm-hmm.
On the one hand, the headphone jack technology is literally 100 years old, apparently. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, and that 3.5-millimeter headphone jack has been around for literally that long. You know, people with their little tiny radios, well, not tiny radios, I guess big radios, or whatever. Maybe in the, you know, World War I, tank commanders, in those massive tanks that were like the size of a house, they were like speaking to each other over an intercom with headphone jacks. From that size. I don't know. I'm just making shit up.
No, I totally see,
like, killing a certain technology and just moving on, right? On the other hand, it is true, like, if you are someone who regularly, like, listens to your headphones while your phone was plugged in, like, you're not going to be able to do that anymore. For example, I would
maybe
do that. If my phone is plugged into my car for power and I want to talk on my headphones while I'm driving, I wouldn't be able to do that anymore. So,
but you,
unless I got the Bluetooth headphones.
Yeah, you just, I mean, and that Bluetooth headphone technology has been around for over 10 years, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You can just get Bluetooth headphones.
Like,